memories, doesn't it? Now it's our pleasure to introduce you to Nicholas Yon, who is at the Northland Public Library. They are doing something pretty cool for Women's History Month. It's a special virtual presentation, Notable Women of the Keystone State. Hello, Nicholas. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you here. This is going to be coming up on March 16th, this coming Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about the program, how it came together, and who folks can learn about.
Sure. So, you know, to celebrate Women's History Month, we partnered with Northern Tier Regional Library and Shaler North Hills Library, and we'll be presenting, as you mentioned, Notable Women of the Keystone State. The program is on March 16th at 6 p.m. It is a virtual program, and it's put on by one of our RAD partners, the Hines History Center. The program will focus on women from the Keystone State who have made notable contributions to history in the last 200 years, and it runs the gamut from Nellie Bly to Rachel Carson, Daisy Lampkin, even Swin Cash, who is obviously local to Pittsburgh as well. So it's really an opportunity to celebrate Women's History Month and to discuss the impact that these women had on the Keystone State and history in general.
Anybody can participate in this, I would imagine. That's what's nice. We've learned about virtual events. Do you need to make a reservation in advance to help control capacity, or can you just show up?
Sure. So being that we, you know, this is a virtual program, the amazing thing is it can, anybody, you know, with an internet connection can connect to the program. Registration is required. If you go to our website, which is northlandlibrary.org, click on our events calendar, and you'll scroll down to March 16th. You will find the program. Click on there to register, and you'll be off and ready to go. And again, the program is Wednesday, March 16th. It's at 6 p.m. It will probably be around an hour long, so it'll be from around 6 to 7 p.m. So we do want folks to register for that program.
One of the things I'm sure that will be fun is as you sort of get your as your appetite gets whetted for learning about some of these women, I'm sure the library will have books to recommend if you want to learn more about the women that you're showcasing. Would that be a good assumption?
That's a fantastic point, Larry. Yeah. So the amazing thing is we're able to take the information that's learned in this program, and not just this program, but any program that's put on by the library system, you know, and we'll have curated display books with suggested reads celebrating Women's History Month, not only on the women that will be present and discussed in this program, but just in general. So we currently at Northland, we have several book displays up that do celebrate Women's History Month. And it's a great mix of books from nonfiction to biographies to just books written by some amazing authors. So to be able to have that parallel from what you're learning in the program to coming to the library, and we always encourage folks to come to the library and check out those resources, they'll be able to learn 365 days a year about the impact that women have had on the history of the United States and the world.
And Northland Library is on, don't tell me, I should know this, is it on Cumberland? Tell me the street it's on.
Correct, you're correct. It's okay. On Cumberland Drive. We're in McCandless.
Right.
So we're right between Route 19 and McKnight Road, right by North Allegheny Intermediate School, Carson Middle School, and McKnight Elementary School. So we're right in that corridor between McKnight Road and Route 19.
I stumbled on the road name because I always say the road that the library's on.
But yeah. So yeah, and the great thing is, one of the things I did want to make sure that I mentioned is the library system in Allegheny County. So all of the libraries are connected through the Allegheny County Library Association. So Northland is the second largest library in the county, and we have a number of resources that we share with other libraries and vice versa. So if there's a resource, a specific book that a patron notices on the online catalog and it's not in Northland's collection, you can order it and have it and pick it up at Northland. We'll get it from any other library in the county. So we share resources, programming, as well as books from our collection as well. So when you think of the library system in Allegheny County, yes, it's individual libraries, but we have the power of collaboration. All the libraries in the county work together to provide the best resources and materials to all patrons throughout the county.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And last night I was looking for a book that a friend of mine recommended, and all I did was I got on Libby, one of the apps that connects to the library, and now I'm reading it. It was just that easy. So whether you stop in or use library services remotely, we're very fortunate in this area to have such a great library system. Thanks,
yeah,
Nicholas. Oh, go ahead. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. I was just going to say, I think that's a fantastic point, is we're not just physical materials. If you have a library card, you have access to a number of online resources where you can download digital books, audiobooks, ebooks. Libby is a fantastic app. So I encourage everyone to visit your library, whether it's in person or virtually. So,
yeah, it's terrific. Thank you so much. And this coming Wednesday, the 16th, 6 o'clock, registration required, Northland Public Library. Notable women of the Keystone State. Thanks, Nicholas.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great day.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Oh, the little boats are gone from the breast of Hanalei. Ferryman was stranded on the quay. To the Dublin docks are dying, and a way of life is gone. And Molly, it was part of you and me. Where the strawberry bends sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. It's the only job I knew. It was hard but never lonely. The Liffey Ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper. I've forgotten even now. And it's old Molly over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. So now I'll tend the yard, and I'll spend the days in talking, and hear them whisper, Charlie's on the dole. But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and the river never owned my heart and soul. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, and kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, and kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Guaranteed Irish here at the Saturday Light Brigade. The song, The Ferryman. Don't forget clocks spring forward. This weekend, officially at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, it will become 3 a.m. Last hour, we mentioned Howard Johnson's, and I wanted to share something else with you that I thought you would find of interest. This from the Washington Post from about a week and a half ago. Stuckey's, the once beloved road trip staple, tries to stage a comeback. And the person behind it is Jennifer Fletcher. She's worked the counter for 32 years. She's one of the people behind it. But another person behind it is none other than Stephanie Stuckey, the founder's granddaughter. She recently bought the financially troubled company. She's 56 years of age. And the Atlanta Journal-Constitution referred to Stephanie Stuckey as the pecan log heiress. She writes, I thought heiresses were supposed to have money. I got debt. She's a lawyer and former Georgia state legislator. And Stephanie Stuckey grew up in D.C., the daughter of Representative Bill Stuckey Jr., who represented Georgia's 8th Congressional District. Every summer, she would road trip with her family in a Woody station wagon to Florida, seeing her name on billboards, bringing a big smile to her face. And a couple years ago, she spent $500,000 to purchase the vastly diminished company. There are just 13 freestanding Stuckeys in 10 states right now. And 65 licensed Stuckey's Express locations. The company bought a pecan and candy plant in Georgia, and it's making its pecan logs once again, as well as all sorts of other Stuckey's treats. So if you've got memories of Stuckey's, they may well be coming back. Maybe Howard Johnson's is next. Stuckey's dates back to just after the Depression, when W.S. Sylvester Stuckey Sr. began to build stores and eventually added gas pumps, lunch counters, and gift shops. 368 locations in 30 states at one time, mostly across the South and Southwest. And if you have a chance to talk with Ricky sometime at an SLB event, she'll tell you the story where she subsisted on Stuckey's pecan logs as she drove across the country for several days. I think pretty much single-handedly. Now it's time for the Sound Hound to join us. The Sound Hound is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Let me see if I can get the Sound Hound to let go of this week's sound. If you easy, easy. Got it. Here is the sound brought for today. Hmm. 412-200-5975. If you can identify that sound. Here it is again. (1) 888-752-7234.
Oh, once it was a tree, it was the prettiest little tree. Did you ever see a tree? And the tree in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around. Now on this tree there was a limb, the prettiest little limb. Did you ever see a limb? The limb on the tree in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around. Now on this limb there was a branch, there's the prettiest little branch. Did you ever see a branch? And the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around. Oh, on this branch there was a bough, the prettiest little bough. Did you ever see a bough? Bough on the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around. Now on this bough there was a twig, the prettiest little twig. Did you ever see a twig? There's a twig on the bough on the branch on the limb on the tree, tree in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around. Now on this twig there was a leaf, the prettiest little leaf. Did you ever see a leaf? Leaf on the twig, and the twig on the bough, and the bough on the branch on the limb on the tree in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, around, the green grass growing all around. Now on this leaf there was a nest, prettiest little nest. Did you ever see a nest? Nest on the leaf, and the leaf on the twig, and the twig on the bough, and the bough on the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree in the ground, the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around. Now on this nest there was a bird, the prettiest little bird. Did you ever see a bird on the nest, and the nest on the leaf, and the leaf on the twig, and the twig on the bough, bough on the branch on the limb, limb on the tree, tree in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around. Now on this bird there was a feather, finest little feather. Did you ever see a feather? Feather on the bird, and the bird on the nest, and the nest on the leaf, and the leaf on the twig, and the twig on the bough, bough on the branch on the limb on the tree, tree in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around. Now on this feather there was a flea, the prettiest little flea. Did you ever see a flea? Flea on the feather on the bird on the nest on the leaf on the twig, and the twig on the bough, bough on the branch, branch on the limb, limb on the tree in the ground, and the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around.
See, I'm gone. You know there ain't no woman gonna settle me down. I just gotta be traveling on, singing.
Green, green is green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Now there ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna tell me how to spend my time. I'm just a good loving rambling man. Say, buddy, can you spare me a dime? Hear me crying, it's a
green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Yeah, I don't care when the sun goes down, where I lay my weary head. Green, green valley, road, it's there I'm gonna make my bed. Easy now.
Green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Everybody, I want to hear it now.
Green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green,
the New Christie Minstrels at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you also heard Sam Hinton with the green grass growing all around the green grass growing all around. Here again is the Soundhound sound for today. And we're glad to have you playing along. Tom is very close. He thought, well, Tom, you essentially do have it. but I'm not going to give your answer yet because it might reveal it. John Carrick thought it might be stirring maple sap. Great guess. I wish it was that. Russ in King, North Carolina, you have got exactly the correct answer. And Annie out in Eastern Pennsylvania, Caden, and you have the correct answer. So I'm glad you're with us today. Chaplain Steve thought it might be walking through slushy snow. It is not, but it sounds like that. Larry in Elwood City said it sounded like finishing cement. Not that, but it does sound like that, but it's not that. Zach in the city of Pittsburgh has it. And let me see. I know that Bill in Homer City, he thought it might be raking leaves. And Tommy has got the correct answer. Good morning, Tommy, who is in Richmond. How are you?
I am well. It's just a little wet.
Just a little, huh?
Well, right now I'm walking, but I'm wearing a slicker suit and my Wellington.
Now, you mentioned off the air that you typically get our weather a little later.
Right. Well, you get at 6. We get about 11 or 12. So it's coming our way.
Yeah, it's... It was predicted, and I suppose there's a reason they say March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, but it's not that frequent that we get this much snow at this point in the month.
If I remember right, the 1st of March was more like a lamb.
Yeah, 1st of March was beautiful. Well, you knew the sound. You came up with it really very
quickly.
Well, I knew
quickly. It was either washing your car, that much water.
Yeah,
you're either washing the car or mopping the floor.
Yes.
And Ricky says, ding, 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 ding. So,
right.
And mopping the floor.
And it's interesting, everybody noted the excess water, or many people noticed the excess water. Mopping a floor with a lot of water.
Yep.
Well done. So you're out for a walk today. Any other plans for today?
You know, at 79, I've got to do something to keep this heart going. And so,
wow.
I walk on a regular basis. I think it's helping me to get there. So
you sound great. You sound absolutely wonderful. It's good to hear your voice. People, we talk about Tommy.
You brought back a lot of memories of Howard Johnson's and Stuckey's this morning. And the 2 cent deposit on the Coca-Cola bottles.
Well,
you make them feel like a kid again.
Let's talk about Howard Johnson's for a minute. What was unique about the buns in which you would get a hot dog or a clam roll at Howard Johnson's? Do you remember?
I haven't a clue. All I ever got at Howard Johnson's was ice cream.
They were slit down, sort of slit down the middle and toasted, right? And they just had this unique way of slicing the buns and putting everything. I guess most hot dog buns are like that, but at Howard Johnson's, they toasted them, and they were shaped more almost like a little mini loaf of bread. And then all of those different flavors of ice cream, my goodness, you could have whatever you wanted there, I think.
Almond fudge.
Yeah, and almond fudge, I remember. The man behind Howard Johnson's, his name Howard Johnson, he said, "I've got all the flavors in the world." And you wonder if Baskin and Robbins came up with 31 because Howard Johnson's always boasted 28 as his number.
Right.
So, and Stuckey's, I wish her the best of luck. I hope the granddaughter can bring Stuckey's back to some of its former fame.
Well, we're coming out of COVID, maybe, so there's hoping.
Yeah, we're all craving for things that give us comfort like that. Tommy, good to hear from you.
Yeah, give the sound hound a milk bone for me.
Oh yeah, let me. You called all the way from Richmond here. Let's we'll have you offer him something here. He's oh, there he goes. He's happy. Thanks, Tommy. We also had a guest from Jeff of stirring cement in a wheelbarrow. It sounds like that. Bob in Washington knew that we were mopping the floor with a deck brush. Actually, that's Anna who came up with that. Chaplain Steve thought it might be windshield wipers on a snowy windshield, as did Christopher in Monroeville. Carla in McMurray knew we were mopping a floor. And here's Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Larry? How are you, my friend? Long time no speak.
I'm doing well. It's good to hear from you. Did you also know we were looking for a mopping floor?
Yes, I did. After getting the wrong answer, I hung up, listened again, and then called back. And Tommy in Richmond had gotten it before me, and I decided just to chill and hold and say hey to you. Well, and
I'm glad you did. And you probably got it independently of him, I'm sure, and it does. Indeed. It is that sound. Today, a lot of folks were guessing things associated with snow. But
I do remember the big blizzard back in 93. I remember being home and watching Katie Kay, and I remember Shumway, Burnett, and Stacey Smith were on for 24 hours straight on that channel.
Yeah, that was a big, big storm. Today it might not be too bad, all in all.
And I was happy just because Mount Lebanon, which rarely closed, had closed for a week after that, you know?
That was back before. Yeah, it's probably not going to happen this time, I doubt. But
probably not, kids. And that was back before all this remote learning and all that stuff, you know? and getting back to Howard Johnson's, Larry, I do remember vaguely going to the Howard Johnson's on, I think it was 51, and I remember getting breakfast there on occasion as a little kid.
I can remember that too. There, I don't believe there are any left now. There had been two or three left in the country. They had the concession on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. That was all you could choose from years ago.
Now, I have a question. The Howard Johnson's restaurant on 51, did any of them in Pittsburgh have lodging attached or no?
That's a good question. Well, I do remember one in Monroeville that was a hotel, but it did not have a restaurant associated with it. And there was one in Oakland, I want to say, that had a Panera associated with it. But I think eventually the chain, still today, focuses on hotels only. And it's part of a different company than the original company. But I don't remember too many.
Those breakfasts were hard to beat. They were very, very delicious pancakes as a kid, and powdered sugar and whipped cream.
Yeah, I remember those like it was yesterday. That's a long time ago. Well, done.
You'd be awesome, my friend, and be careful on the ride home, okay?
Will do. Thank you, and congratulations. We'll give the sound hound a little water. Not the mop water, but his own clean water. And Drew, thank you for your note as well. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up shortly with our upfront puzzle. Right now, despite the wintry day, we are heading towards spring, and Alyssa Kale is here with us from Grow Pittsburgh. Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
Good morning. Hi.
Before I go,
doing well.
Before I go any further, is today's activity at Phipps still taking place?
It is still happening, yes. We're going to be under a big event tent, so we'll still be technically outdoors and, you know, COVID safe, but we'll be undercover from the elements. So, yeah, it's still happening. I just have to get there from here. So,
Well, before we're going to talk about a number of seed starting workshops taking place, but today at Phipps Conservatory, from noon to four, a celebration of seeds. It's their 10th annual seed and plant swap. It's a great event to pick up different types of plants for your garden and to meet some people who also care about growing beautiful things in their gardens, and I'm glad it's on. Any notes you'd like to make about that beyond the logistics you mentioned about what you're going to feature this year at that event?
You know, it's a great event, and we had had a lot of momentum with this event year after year. The last event that we had in 2020, right before everything shut down, we had almost 800 people move through the Carnegie Library in Oakland, excited about seeds, excited about gardening, and then everything shut down, and we did a virtual event last year. We're just so excited to have people coming together again this year. It was a ticketed event, so it's free, but everyone had to pre-register. So we had kind of timed, ticket slots so that we're kind of controlling traffic and there's not too many people in the space at any given time. And all of those slots are have been taken, so it's technically sold out. But I think it's going to be a great opportunity for people to come together again and to get excited about their gardens for this year.
So if you've registered already for the 10th annual Seed and Plant Swap at Phipps today, noon to 4, still plan on attending. Now, coming up, you've got four different workshops, and we'll give the dates and locations, but what is a seed starting workshop, Alyssa? Can you explain what folks will learn?
Yeah, so we've got folks from the neighborhoods at the branches where the seed starting workshops are occurring. So we've got some folks from Hilltop and Southside teaching there. We've got a wonderful gardener on the north side teaching at the Allegheny branch on the north side, and then someone in Homewood teaching a seed starting workshop who's very knowledgeable about gardening, all things gardening. What folks are going to learn, they're going to get some seeds, first of all. So we have some bundles of seeds to get people started. And they're going to learn how and when to start those seeds and then how to care for those plants throughout the season so that they can get some fresh food to grow or that is grown in their backyard or their back porch. And they'll also have the opportunity to chat with other gardeners so that they can gain, knowledge from sort of the communal, collective gardening world.
Sometimes we forget how the simple pleasure of growing plants from scratch can really add to the joys of life. I can remember doing that as a little boy. And even if you're starting from seedlings, rather than seeds, it's still fun too. The dates, Knoxville up in the Hilltop area, March 17th. The South Side is March 22nd. Homewood is the 23rd of March. And Allegheny Regional Branch here on the North Side on Federal Street is March 30th. All with local gardeners involved, which is terrific. Do they all start at the same time or are is it best to check the Grow Pittsburgh website for the exact times?
I would recommend checking the Carnegie Library website. They do start at different times. Most are in the afternoon, early evening time.
Excellent. So you can just go to Carnegie Library's website, and we've linked to the website from ours. Does Grow Pittsburgh have some things planned as we head into spring, some other activities?
Yeah, so we have ongoing workshop series that you can find on our website, growpittsburgh.org. We also have our own seedling sale. So if you don't want to start your plants from seeds, you can come and pick up plants from us. And that begins in April or May, end of April, early May. Again, that information is on our website. And then we'll have our farm stands opening up. So if you don't even want to grow your own food or have the opportunity to grow your own food, you can pick up some fresh produce from our farm stands, which will open up in probably in early June, depending on the weather.
Well, Grow Pittsburgh is a great resource for the area, and I'd recommend visiting their website, learning more about what they do in events so that you can recommend them to others or be prepared for when you want to add to your body of knowledge. Alyssa Kale, thank you. And anything else you'd like to mention in the few moments we have left?
No, I appreciate being on, and start with one plant or one seed and see how it goes this season.
That's a good way to look at it. Just one and see how much can come from just one action like that. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Alyssa Kale of Grow Pittsburgh, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Bold sportsmen, and listen to my story about noble Stewball, that gallant racing pony. On the marble was the man that first brought Stewball here, but to run with Miss Breeze along the plains of Kildare. And the fame of his actions we've heard of before, but now he is challenged by young Mrs. Gore. With Miss Breezel, that handsome grey mare, the 10,000 gold guineas on the plains of Kildare. And the cattle they were brought out with saddle, whip and bridle, and the gentleman did shout at the sight of the gallant riders, viewing the cattle just as they came there. Oh, they all laid their money on the Monaghan grey mare. And the order it was given, and away they did fly. Stewball like an arrow, the grey mare passed by. And if you had been there to have seen them going round, you'd have thought to your heart that the mare touched the ground. And when at last they came to halfway round the course, Stewball and his rider began to discourse. Says Stewball to the rider, "Can you tell to me how far is that grey mare this moment from me?" Says the rider to Stewball, "You run in great style, till ahead of the grey mare almost half a mile. You keep your running, I vow and I swear that you never will be beaten by the Monaghan grey mare." We'll be right back.
brandy. They drank off the health to the noble grey mare, but she emptied their pockets on the plains of Kildare.
That's Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, Plains of Kildare, the song. And we were talking about Howard Johnson's lot this morning, just for fun, kind of remembering things about the one-time restaurant chain. And Susan is in Squirrel Hill, who had a memory to share about that. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning.
My husband Steve and I are the barbershoppers who have been on the show a long time ago.
Oh, yes.
And just to give you some context, and when you started talking about Howard Johnson's, we were remembering that 44 and a half years ago in October, we had gotten married, and we had kind of a shoestring marriage. And that we got kicked out of the place where the wedding was at 11 o'clock, but we didn't want it to end. So our wedding party and we went to the Howard Johnson's on the Boulevard of the Allies and had breakfast about from midnight till 3:30 in the morning because some friends came in from out of town. And we thought it would be a shame for them just to come to the wedding and not hang out with them at all.
That's a perfect thing to do. It seems like Howard Johnson's would be made for that. All night, yeah, spending time there. Russ mentioned that same Howard Johnson's and meeting Mr. Rogers there, that he was eating breakfast one morning and Fred Rogers was doing the same thing and he had a chance to meet him at that location.
And he probably was so gracious because that's how he was.
Oh, I'm sure that he was. You know, Ricky and I had a very modest wedding. And while we had a reception in Ambridge, of all places, because it was equidistant from where I grew up in Churchill and where she grew up in Chippewa, we had more of a reception at the Elizabeth Moose Lodge, which was a public bluegrass concert that we went to. That's where she threw her bouquet.
Oh my God!
And that was our evening there. But we did the same thing. There were lots of people who wanted to hang out and just enjoy each other's company. I think a lot of parties sometimes have after parties or after receptions to make sure people still get time to spend with each other.
Well, I think I read that the average cost of a wedding currently is something like $25,000. And, you know, I just feel sorry for that because, you know, we really, one friend made the flowers. Our wedding cake was actually four layers that four different people each made a layer. And then one of Steve's architect friends assembled it with wood dowels. And, you know, it was wonderful. It probably cost $10. But it was really wonderful, and each person decorated it in some theme that was connected with us. One was music, one was a Chinese cake of good fortune, just because we like to travel, and one had pictures of New Orleans, like pictures, like little cartoons of New Orleans and Disney World, which is where we went for our honeymoon. So, you know, it was just, there were a lot of fun things about it that were very inexpensive, but so memorable.
Yeah, and you're remembering it, you know, nearly 45 years later, and everybody has their own, you know, preferences, but spending that, you certainly don't want to go into debt with a wedding, and you see a lot of big weddings. I've never get tired of watching the original or the remakes of Father of the Bride. that movie. It always tickles me to watch Spencer Tracy, or in the remake, Steve Martin, trying to keep the wedding costs down as much as as much as he can. It's timeless, I think, the way it goes. Thank you for checking in, and I understand the snow has stopped falling, at least in our neck of the woods.
Yes, it has stopped here also. It's a very, very, very slight flurry.
Yeah, so take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
For the nice memories.
Yes, thank you. Take care. That's Susan of Susan and Steve in Squirrel Hill. There's only one time of the year I get to do this.
Spring forward, fall back. Do it cause you got the knack. Spring forward.
Clocks go ahead 1 hour tonight. 2 a.m. Sunday morning is the official time we go into daylight saving time so we can enjoy this fine weather that we're having. If you're getting ready for the St. Patrick's Day parade in the city of Pittsburgh, one of the largest in the country, I hope you're staying warm and getting ready to enjoy a great parade day. If you happen to be heading into the city of Pittsburgh today, in addition to traffic that might be a little dicey given the snow, remember that the parade is taking place today, so you'll want to be on the lookout for marchers and post-parade celebrants once the parade is over. It's time for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Get out your woolen thinking cap. We'll see if you're able to come up with the correct answer to our upfront puzzle. Three words are about to be given to you, and it's up to you to see if you can come up with the one word that comes before them. The one word that comes before the three words that we give you. Are you ready? The words are bag, brush, and craft. Bag, brush, and craft. One word comes before those three. And if you can identify it, why don't you call us just like Susan did? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Once again, the words are bag, brush, and craft. One word comes before those three. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. My goodness. Larry in Elwood City already got the correct answer. He's getting ready to hit the road. And some more Howard Johnson's memories. Sharon writes from King, North Carolina, in the 70s on Wednesdays. Amazing how you can remember that with such precision. Howard Johnson's had an all-you-can-eat fish special. And Tom writes, the location on McKnight Road became a car dealership and now is a Chick-fil-A. And that reminds me, the chaplain, Steve, mentioned that the Howard Johnson's in Mount Lebanon is now Permanente Brothers, and the hotel is the Pines. And Tegan came up with the correct answer to our upfront puzzle.
I wish I was in Bowling Green, sitting down my chair, with one arm around whiskey keg, the other around my dear, the other around my dear old Bowling Green. Whoa, good old Bowling Green.
Country, so I could run around picking chicken dinner, digging potatoes from the ground. I wish I lived in the country, life would be so keen. But I'm stuck here in the city where the grass is not as green. I wish that it was summer when this chilly wind don't blow. I almost can't remember a time when there weren't 10 feet of snow. I wish that it was summer, I'd run a country mile. But the grass is always greener if you ain't seen it for a while. I go from here to there, my pockets and my mind ain't got no sense. I never get nowhere, and I always think I'm on the wrong side of the fence. That'd be a beautiful thing. Imagine all the songs I'd sing if I had just one more string. I wish I could play that guitar, but this banjo's hard to lose. And the bluegrass is greener when you got the blues. Down some roots, a place to hang my hat, a place to wipe my boots. I wish I had me a home instead of living out on the road. But the grass is always greener when it isn't yours to mow. I go from here to there, my pockets and my mind ain't got no sense. I never get nowhere,
Doki Brothers and The Grass Is Always Greener on the Other Side of the Fence. And you heard the Barefoot Movement before that with a Bowling Green. Happy St. Patrick's Day Parade Day here in the city of Pittsburgh, at least, where one of the nation's largest St. Patrick's Day parades steps off at 10 o'clock. We've had a lot of fun with this upfront puzzle and a lot of guesses coming in. Norma, I hope you are listening and that you hear me right now. Your guess actually fits. Norma in Titusville came up with a word that a lot of other people came up with too. We actually crafted the puzzle based on a different answer, but Norma, your answer fits just as well as the answer we came up with. Shirley and Avalon also came up with the correct answer. Pudge and Lamartine came up with it. Actually, Mrs. Pudge came up with it. Mike and Mars. Victor, good morning, Victor. Jennifer came up with the same alternative answer. We've actually had more folks coming up with the answer different than the one we had in mind. They both fit. Jennifer and Victor are in Las Vegas listening this morning. It's so nice to have you with us. Anna and Joy came up with it. Tegan also came up with it. So did Tom in McCandless and Bruce in Ingram. I mentioned Mrs. Pudge. Zach came up with the correct answer. And so did Noah, listening in State College. Good morning, Noah. John and Carrick also got it. Larry in Elwood City came up with it. And I think I've now identified all of the correct answers, with the exception of Pat in Ambridge. Pat, good morning. It is nice to have you with us. So I gave you brush, bag, and craft. Brush, bag, and craft. Perhaps you, along with a few other listeners, came up with the answer that I had in mind. Air. A-I-R, airbrush, airbag, and aircraft. But many folks, including Norma of Titusville and quite a few others, came up with hand, which is every bit as good as an answer. Handbrush, handbag, handcraft. Oftentimes, we're not expecting it, but we get an answer, an alternative answer that fits just as well. So a charge to you, if like Pat in Ambridge, you came up with airbrush, airbag, and aircraft, or like Norma in Titusville, or Mrs. Pudge, you came up with handbrush, handbag, handcraft. Well done. And a quick note, Steve Hurdle writes, I enjoyed thinking a little bit about Howard Johnson's The Chain began in Quincy, Massachusetts, he writes. And Steve said, my dad grew up in Quincy, and his first job in 1936, 11 years after The Chain began, was working at the very first Hojo restaurant, and his dad actually worked for the Mr. Johnson himself before it grew into a nationwide chain. Isn't that something? That's from Steve. And I remember now you reminded me that my mom would talk about Quincy, Massachusetts. She was from Boston and favored Howard Johnson's, especially for the fried clams, which I still look for, and if you know where to get them in Pittsburgh, there are some amazing fried clams. Not quite like New England, but some amazing ones here if you can find them. And that's, wow, Quincy, Massachusetts. And that's pretty neat that your dad actually knew the Howard Johnson and worked for Mr. Howard Johnson. That's an incredible memory. Thank you for sharing that with us. It's birthday time now. Happy birthday today to Colleen. A perfect name for a day like today from Ken and your family and everybody at Pittsburgh Musical Theater. Colleen is their executive directory, or director, or directory. Don't mind me, I call those speakos instead of typos. I am wide awake, but sometimes my mouth gets ahead of my brain. Miguel of McKeesport has a birthday today as well. Tomorrow, Dominicio from your family, Mary Beth from son Noah, Marley from Tom and Dee, Wendy Mackin from John, Jackie of Glassport from your family, Aline up in Saco, Maine from husband Jeff, and Michael of Fenelton from your family, all celebrating tomorrow. On the 14th, we have Leonard of Monroeville, Verna and Scott, Alyssa of Valencia, Eric in Point Breeze, and Rob of Morningside. Happy birthday, Rob. Ethan is our first March 15th birthday. We also have Derek of Poland, Karen of Allison Park, and Ken, husband of the aforementioned Colleen, celebrates on the 15th. Thomas of Butler from your family, Olivia Rose from Pam and Vaughn, and Carl, happy birthday to you on the 16th. Happy birthday to Simon Charles Cucaro from Dad Dominicchio, Mom Sherry, Brother Desi, and all of your family. Happy birthday also to Olva of Munhall, Trey of Claysburg, Erica from Mom and Jonathan, and to Maggie of Squirrel Hill. Happy birthday to you. Also, we have Karen of Ligonier from Steve, Pat in West Mifflin. These are on the 17th. Eric and Plum, Jill from Janice and Tom, and Tim from Deb. On March 18th, Sally of McMurray, Bina from the Bingham family, Rachel of New Brighton, Tracy, George of the South Hills, Keith and Hunker from Louise, Pam and Vaughn and Heather. Also, happy birthday to David of Glenfield, Avery of Allison Park, Kirsty from Mickey and Pam, and Jacob of Munhall, all on March 18th.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
I believe I've acknowledged all of the emails and text messages that have come in. If for some reason I've missed yours, our apologies. It's been a really busy morning, and thank you for spending it with us. Coming up, we are going to play Guess Who, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Also, in our next hour, we're going to preview the next community-supported art presentation at the new Hazlett Theater with our friend Feral Cat. Plus, more songs for St. Patrick's Day weekend, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Steam-powered aeroplane. Well, I went and I stayed in a damn year. Didn't come back again. Didn't go very fast on a steam-powered aeroplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just swudging in clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine if it's rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high full of Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned all-finished steam-powered aeroplane. Seven just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine, if it's rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned all-in-a-steam party.